Okay, welcome to Stafford Council's Cabinet meeting for the 5th of May. Are you happy that I signed the minutes as circulated in relation to the 7th of April meeting?
Yes.
Hi.
Thank you. We're all here, so there are no apologies. There are no council's questions. There are two items on the agenda, the first of which is a reference to establishment of the Statue Leaves Board. And I'm actually going to start off by saying something that's not in the report, and that is as follows. When I became leader a few years ago now, one of the first meetings that I attended with all of the other leaders of all of the other districts was to talk about how we might be able to do things together, how we might be able to share common aims and goals, and we produced a matrix. And there were about 10 things on it. And the idea was that each authority would put across in relation to those items that they were interested in pursuing further as a joint exercise, promotion of joint working and so on. So as a general idea, working together across a number of different authorities has always been around for a number of years. And it's come full circle, effectively, to a point where we have a more formal, or as just formal report, setting out again how we intend to establish a leaders board throughout the county, and the general aim is to hopefully seek to work together, promote the county, promote economic and housing growth, and all of the laudable things around improving quality of local people's life and so on. One of the important things you'll see in the report is a reference to tackling climate change by again hoping to work together. We discussed actually as an authority in isolation that we appear to be leading quite a lot of other councils in the way that we've gone about tackling climate change and implementing our own green agenda. So I welcome this opportunity that is given by this proposal to work and to further promote that idea. As part of this report, you will see that there is a constitution which has been gone through in significant detail for no other reason other than the leader of the county council was in situ at the time. You'll see that he is to be the chair of the board for the first 12 months, but that's at the end of 12 months. There is a mechanism in place for rotational change, if I can just describe it as that. And so each of the authorities effectively has one vote. No one is treated differently to anyone else. I ought to mention in passing that at this moment in time, perhaps because of the way that they're structured, Stoke City Council are not a party to this agreement, but are not prevented from doing so in the future. So, should that be the case, all of the authorities within Staffordshire as a whole would be included. Of course, at the moment, Stoke City Council are essentially unitary, and it may be that that's the primary reason for their not taking part at this stage. And so that really provides an overview as to how and why this has come to pass. I hope that it would in future improve the lives of all of our residents. You will also see that there are mechanisms in place to allow members of the public to attend meetings of the board when they take place. I believe the next one is next month, from memory. And I wish to propose that we join the Leaders Board, that we appoint me as our representative, or whoever the leader is at the time, I should say, in my absence, appoint the deputy leader of our authority as a substitute if I'm not available. So there are the proposals outlined. Does anybody have any comments? Councillor Burt?
Thank you, Leader. I think if we are to do the best for residents of both Stafford Borough and Staffordshire, we need to look at new models and ways of working. Not that we are not working collaboratively together already, but formalising this work makes huge sense. The response to the pandemic taught us many things, including the better use of technology, the vital role of the voluntary sector, and the importance of collaboration. No one authority now has the ability to deliver in isolation. We have so much to do and deliver for all of our residents, and as they say, many hands make light work, so I'm absolutely in support of these proposals.
Thank you. Very happy to move that forward then, please.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Okay, so moving on to the second report. This is a formal report in relation to a further follow-up peer review. As the report outlines, the corporate peer challenge that took place in July 2018 found at that time that we as a local authority were highly regarded, supportive, proactive, as working in partnerships, corporate business plan that we had at that time set out a high level of ambition, and so on and so forth. And indeed, those of you here, those people who are not here, will know that on several occasions I have referred to that first corporate peer review report, lauding how the objective and independent findings of that body greatly praised the work that we as an authority, both members and officers, had done. But it's a but on the basis of recommendations that were made following that report, were things that we should not overlook. So as a consequence, a follow-up report, a follow-up review has been undertaken, and I say tongue-in-cheek at paragraph 5.3 that I can't get my grammatical head around whether or not the peer team then spent an afternoon virtually with the leader, or whether it should say the peer team then spent a virtual afternoon with the leader. I can't quite get my head around the grammar there, but we know what is meant by that. And so the chief executive and I spent an afternoon, as it says, going through various matters and being interviewed and so on. And that was sometime last year, but as a result of the pandemic and other capacity issues, it's only now that we're able to reveal again how impressed the independent body are about progress that we've made, and also about how we still intend to look inwards and outwards to hopefully make further progress. So if I just turn to the report itself, which is shown as an index, much of that background is set out in the executive summary on page 3. So I remind myself that one of the points that was made in 2018 was that we as an authority had a clear understanding of place, and we were maximising the opportunities brought about by our geographical position. we understood the importance of balancing that sense of place, protecting the quality of life, whilst at the same time unlocking the potential that the borough has to offer. Now, I hone in particularly on that because the update and the feedback talks about, on page 4, the team were particularly impressed by how the council had dealt with the pandemic challenges and how they'd managed to continue to maximise their geographical position in order to sustain the level of ambition for economic growth, regeneration and housing delivery. Now, I do recall the leader of the opposition on several occasions at full council referring to our failure to maximise our geographical position. Clearly he was utterly mistaken, given that his was hardly an objective view, because the objective view of a completely independent body takes completely the opposite approach, and I'm very glad that they have done so, because we as a cabinet and as an executive are very grateful to our officers for the extremely hard work that they've put in maximising, amongst other things, our geographical potential. We've got loads of stuff going on, loads of stuff, which for an authority of our size, I congratulate and commend all of our officers, chief executive and directors and senior officers for all of the very hard work that they've undertaken. We know what the schemes are, Stafford Gateway, the money that's also being obtained through a central fund for 20 million plus investment into our town centre. We've got things going on in relation to Westbridge Park, for example, around the north end of our borough, dealing with what is proposed to be another excellent leisure facility. And all of these things are done in the extremely difficult times that we have. The pressure on our various departments in relation to putting into place central government challenges around grant distribution, qualification of those, around dealing with the pandemic and dealing with all the social and practical and human issues that involves, the administration of something which on its face sounds so simple, like giving back to council taxpayers in Band D properties and below £150. The administration and the challenges around those on the back of all of these other things are huge. And then on top of that, we're also expected by central government, and we are rising to the challenge very laudably, to deal with the very sad impact of the refugee crisis caused by the difficulties in Ukraine and elsewhere. All of that falls on our local authority, and all of those things are being handled exceptionally well. One thing that we're criticised for is that we actually don't tell our community how well we're doing at these things. And so you'll see there that we ought to make more visible through our corporate communications how we're impacting on our local communities and the very hard work that we're undertaking. And so that's a counter through with what I hope are some core points that come out of the visit. We won't sit on our laurels, and we recognise that through these difficult times there are capacity issues, and that's why, amongst other things, pursuing that together with the agendas around devolution and so on, there are a couple of reasons why we are investigating, as we are, the prospect of continuing to share account services with County District Council. And so I think really that's all I would like to say. I would like to publicly thank Tracy Redpath particularly for all of her hard work in liaising with the peer group that came to see us, and my thanks to our chief executive, who at every meeting I attend it seems has nothing but praise for his actions. Thank you. And so if I just go to the formal part of the report, I just ask that the report is noted. Would anybody like to say anything? Councillor Price.
Yeah, I really welcome this document. Thank you, Leader. Particularly I want to thank Dr. Tracy Redpath for all the work that she's done as well. We talk about communications team. I have to say that the work and output that I've seen from the communications team, the messages they've got out there, particularly around all the good work that staff and Borough Council does, is very evident. And I'd also like to praise Head of Communications, that he knows who he is, for the excellent job that he does. And he's fully supported by my portfolio and the work that we do. And there's regular tweets, information out there on all forms of social media and newspaper articles as well. And I think we do a really good job around that. One of the other items that I wanted to pull out as well is within the corporate business plan, our latest update talks about the addition of the climate change objectives. Following the declaration of climate emergency in the Borough in July 2019, and it states that because we've set a target of 2040, that potentially they feel it might not be as ambitious as perhaps it could be. But it is just a date, and this Borough Council is extremely ambitious around climate change, and I am confident that we will work towards carbon neutrality well before 2040. However, we put a target date in that we felt was appropriate considering that we'd gone through a COVID pandemic and the resources that we had in hand. But actually, a huge amount of work has been done by this Conservative-led authority and by our officers to make sure that we hit those targets. And I think we are extremely ambitious and very aspirational with our targets around the green agenda, and I'm really proud of that record. If you also look within the document, it also states that the peer group have said that staff for Borough Council was and has and is taking positive steps towards fulfilling its climate change priority. So I'm very, very pleased with that as well. And that's all I want to say.
Thank you, and you're right to particularly highlight the climate change issue and also my neglectful omission of praise for Will Compton in our communications department. Councillor Smith?
Yes, thank you. I couldn't agree more with what just been said by Councillor Price, and we're well ahead of other local authorities in respect of climate change. But to my mind, a peer review is not dissimilar to an audit. And it is expected that new eyes will see things in a different way and see ways that we can improve things. And therefore, anything that they've said should not be regarded as criticism, but should be regarded as opportunities for improvement. And like yourself, Leader, you talked about a criticism we get in council. I'll just draw your attention to 3.1. This is a well financially managed organisation with valued frontline services. Recognise that the corporate business plan set out a direction of travel with a high level of ambition. I can't say more than that.
Thank you. Okay, and so are you happy that we note the findings of the corporate peer charging group?
Right.
Thank you very much. And so that brings the formal cabinet to a close. Thank you very much. Always good to see you here, Terry.